In the book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verse 1 through verse 3. The book of Hebrews is a very interesting book. It does define who's supposed to make the coffee, right? Hebrews. That ought to settle it. Don't ask your wife to bring you coffee. Biblically, Hebrews. Amen. That's a strange doctrine. Hebrews chapter 1, it said, God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by Son. Now I know up there it said by His. Notice it's in brackets, because in the Hebrew that's not there. It just says by Son. And whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. I want to preach tonight from fragments to fullness. From fragments to fullness. Amen. The Lord bless you, and you may be seated. What better way could you start a book than start with the word God? Hallelujah. Amen. The Hebrew writer nailed it when he said God. What a beginning. With a beginning like that, you can't help but succeed. I think the most important verse in the Bible is Genesis 1 and 1. Because if you believe that, then you can believe everything else. But if you don't believe that, you might as well stop right there. It said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Amen. And do you know there are people that claim to be Christians that don't believe that? Amen. They just don't believe that. They say that science has proven that's not true. Well, if you believe science over God, you got a problem. Amen. Because science changes every single day. If you read something in the Bible that contradicts science, guess what? It won't be long till that science will be proven false. This is always going to be true. I said, this is always going to be true. There's not one letter in it that's false. There's not one word in it that's wrong. Amen. It is immutable. That means it is eternal. It's unpassing. It's unchanging. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm glad it's immutable. Amen. I'm glad it's written down. We used to sing an old song. I don't know if y'all sang it here, but when I was a kid growing up, we used to sing an old song. Said, "It don't just leave it alone. It's God's blessed word." Remember that? Anybody remember that song? Whose Son did for evil atone? Each word and each line tells of goodness divine. Don't change it. Just leave it alone. Amen. Praise God. I still think that's good advice. Just leave it alone. Amen. It doesn't need changing. And somebody said, well, we got to fit the times. No, the times need to fit the word. Amen. We don't change to fit. We don't change the Bible to fit us. We have to change us to fit the Bible. Amen. God's not going to change to accommodate you. He expects you to change to accommodate Him. Praise the Lord. He is God, you know. Amen. Praise the Lord. Some people have a strange idea about God. They think that God's here to serve them. No, 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 no. You're here to serve God. You got it all wrong. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so people sometimes think that they're the center of the universe. Oh, no, he's the center. Amen. It all revolves around him. It's for his glory. Amen. And so the Bible said that God, who at sundry times, isn't that interesting, sundry, not Sunday, but sundry, sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets. Now, what does that mean? How did God speak? When it's talking about that he spoke in at sundry times, it means that and in divers manners. The word sundry times means that he spoke in many portions. In other words, fragments. God spoke in fragments. He gave a portion to Moses. He gave a portion to Abraham. He gave a portion to David. He gave a portion to Isaiah and Daniel and Ezekiel and Haggai and all the prophets. Each one got a portion. Everybody understood a little bit about God. Everybody saw a glimpse of God. Everybody had some understanding, but they were fragments. Amen. Nobody saw the whole picture. Nobody got the whole thing. Amen. It was just portioned here and a portion there and a revelation here and a revelation there. And from that we get to the doctrine, modern doctrine, that we call progressive revelation. They say that God just reveals himself a little bit here and a little bit there. But this word here contradicts that. That was Old Testament. Amen. He was speaking in portions and in fragments and here a little bit and that what Isaiah said, here a little, there a little. Amen. And line upon line, precept upon precept. Amen. And so God was speaking in fragments to people. And then he said in divers manners. Amen. The word divers, of course, means various. Amen. Divers manners. Bible college student talked about divers disease. He said people dive in the water and they'd go under and they'd get sick and they'd get divers disease. And Jesus would come by and heal them. That's not what that is. It's not divers disease. Amen. It means various sicknesses, different kinds of sicknesses. You know, that's why you need to study, Brother Neil, to show yourself approved. Or you get yourself in trouble. You'll invent a doctrine. Amen. That's not... So divers manners means various ways. And God did speak in various ways. Sometimes he gave visions. Sometimes he spake words. Sometimes he sent angels. One time he spoke through a burning bush. Another time he spake through a donkey. God uses various ways to communicate his word all through the Old Testament. Sometimes it was written. One time a hand was writing on a wall. Amen. Just a hand. That's all they could see. And so God, many, many ways, he revealed himself and spake to men in the Old Testament. Amen. The Bible said that he spake unto the fathers by the prophets. By the prophets. Amen. Thank God for the prophets. Amen. I'm glad for the prophets. I sometimes think of Isaiah when he was writing there in chapter 9. And all the spirit of revelation was upon him. And the spirit of God was upon him. And he began to write that verse. And the quill began to shake in his fingers. He said, and his name shall be called. And I can't help but feel his heart swell and his palpitation pounding. He said, here it is. I'm getting ready to get it. And then all of a sudden, wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. government shall be upon his shoulders. And of his kingdom there shall be no end. But I can't help but feel there's just a little bit of a letdown. I thought I was going to get it. He's going to be all of that, but that's not his name. Amen. That describes him, but that's not his name. Amen. Prophets gave us some mighty things. When you read the writings of Daniel, the writings of Ezekiel, the writings of Zechariah, that wrote about things that are yet to be fulfilled in the very day that we live. It's exciting. Thank God for the prophets. God spake by the prophets to the fathers. But notice, he said, in these last days. He's talking about now. That was then. That was fragment. That was continuity. Amen. What's beautiful about the Old Testament, it was written over a period of 3,600 years. By many men. And yet it's a continuity, seamless continuity, that kept pushing forward. And one never contradicted the other. Though they lived in different time periods and wrote about different things. And yet they complement one another. And there's a continuity that flows all throughout the Old Testament. Somebody said that history is simply his story. And in the Old Testament, that's true. It's his story. He's bringing into the New Testament. And that's what he's talking about here. When he said, in these last days, he has spoken unto us. Everybody say unto us. Not to the fathers, but unto us. Hallelujah. I think it's great that he spoke in the Old Testament to old people in the Old Testament. But I'm glad that he's still speaking today. It's not something that just stopped back there. He's still speaking today. He has spoken unto us by his Son. Now it's great that he spoke to prophets. Amen. But he's speaking to us through something much more upgraded. Hallelujah. Amen. He's talking to us by somebody that was there. Somebody that's always been there. Somebody that's always going to be there. Somebody that has all power. Somebody that has all authority. Somebody that has all knowledge. Somebody that has all life. Somebody that's perfect and pure and righteous and eternal. He said, that's who's speaking to us today. Glory, hallelujah. Amen. And he gives us a little bit of inclusion here as to what all is going on here. He's speaking to us by Jesus Christ. Amen. There are some people that want to make Jesus just another prophet. Some people say he was a great teacher. Amen. Somebody said there's not Christianity, it's Jesus-anity. What difference does that make? Amen. Amen. It's still, he's still, if you understand who he is, he's God manifest in the flesh. He's God with us. Emmanuel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to understand who he is today. Christ is his title. Jesus is his name. Amen. Christ is not his last name, by the way. It's his title. Amen. The Old Testament Messiah is the equivalent of the New Testament Christ. It both means the same thing. He is the anointed one. He's the one that Moses promised was going to come. He's the one that's going to come through Abraham's seed and bless all nations. Hallelujah. He's David's son that was set upon his throne that David called Lord. Amen. Just to understand Who He is awesome. He's more than just a good teacher. You know, we live in such a day of inclusion. We want to put Jesus in the same category as Muhammad the prophet, and Confucius, and Buddha. Amen. But you know what? If you go, they can show you Buddha's tomb. And they can show you Confucius' tomb. And you might be able to dig up his bones. Amen. But you go to Jerusalem, and all you're going to find is an empty tomb. Hallelujah. He's not here. He's risen. He's alive. And he's alive forevermore. Hey, it's a different one we're talking about here today. And no man spake like this man. He speaks as one having authority. Jesus didn't say, I speak the truth. He didn't say, I teach the truth. He said, I am the truth. I am the life. I am the way. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Amen. He said, if you believe not that I am He, you will die in your sins. He took some pretty tough claims, folks. Amen. Hallelujah. He kind of separated himself. He definitely got outside the box here. Amen. He's not like anybody else that you've ever known. Hallelujah. Praise God. God has spoken these last days unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things. Amen. I heard a guy one time went to Six Flags, and there was a big line. He walked down to the front of the line. I don't recommend this. But he said, what are you doing, sir? He said, well, he said, my daddy owns all this. And they said, who's your daddy? He said, Jesus Christ. Well, he's right. He does own it all. Everything's His. Praise the Lord. Amen. Everything does belong to Him. He's the heir of all things. Everything that's here, it's His. Even the stuff that I call mine, it's His. Hallelujah. Amen. And so He's appointed Him heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds. The Bible says that He was in the world, and the world was made by Him, and the world knew Him not. The Bible said that all things consist by Him and for Him. He made them and they are His. Everything exists for the glory of God. There are things tonight, I mentioned earlier somewhere, that get confused where I mentioned what by now. Amen. But I read this a week or two ago that they have discovered, I don't remember how many, but it's in the hundreds of species that they didn't even know existed. That's right. You know why? Because God created that for His pleasure. Every little beautiful fish that swims in a stream. Every multicolored bird that flies through the air. I'm not big on crickets, but God likes them. Amen. Cicadas that sing in the trees, God likes that. The mockingbird song, God likes that. He created all that for Him. Amen. God likes to hear people sing whether they can sing or not, Brother Neil. Amen. The Bible said make a joyful noise unto the Lord. If you can't make a good one, make it joyful. At least enjoy it when you sing. Just don't ask to sing a special, please. Praise the Lord. Don't look so shocked, folks. I'm just having fun up here. I'm not hurting anybody's feelings, I hope. Praise the Lord. But just make a joyful noise. God enjoys praise. Hallelujah. I've heard some different kinds of noises. You know what's really exciting about traveling and going to different places and churches and different countries? Because every culture worships a little bit different. Amen. You know, we worship God in one way, and you go to South America, they worship God in another way. And you go to Africa, and they worship God in another way. Asia, and they worship God in another way. Every culture has its way of worship. And it's all good. I like it. Amen. I get in a Spanish service, you can't help but get to moving a little bit. Amen. It's just... Amen. African churches, they like to dance. I mean, they get out and they got their own little steps and they just get with it. Amen. That's just the way they do it. And that's all right. Nothing wrong with that. Amen. Praise God. And then there's churches that they're imitating icicles. I'm not sure what God gets out of that. I don't think much. I think He likes life. Yes, sir. Amen. He likes joy. He likes peace. He likes excitement. God's not boring. Amen. God's exciting. Hallelujah. Amen. God like, you talk about fireworks. God made fireworks. I mean, you talk, nobody can make fireworks like God makes fireworks. When God decides a volcano's going to go off, I mean, it's fireworks. Amen. When He decides that a planet's going to explode, it's fireworks. Amen. And when God decides He wants to put lightning in the skies and the thunder and all, it'll get your attention. God, He likes things and he likes excitement. It's not boring. Amen. God, He's everything here is His. And it's good to know that it all belongs to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody asked a little girl one time, said, "Aren't you afraid of the dark?" She said, "Well, no." She said, "It's God's dark." She don't have to be scared of the dark. It's God's dark. And she wasn't afraid of God. She understood that God loved her. Amen. And so there's no need to be afraid. It's God's dark. Amen. Don't have to worry. It all belongs to Him. Hallelujah. Amen. It all He's the appointed heir. Everything here is His. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that He made the worlds. The word worlds here is not talking about the physical planet. It's talking about the ages of time. When it talks about cosmos, it's talking about society created as human beings and organizations. When it talks about aeonis, it's talking about God creating the ages of time. Amen. God created all the ages of time. Amen. I don't know where we get some of the ideas, and I just don't know. Maybe there's something to it. Doesn't matter to me one way or the other. But we read, and people talk about this being billions and trillions and all these years ago. Amen. And such lived back there. How do you know? Amen. Well, it's billions of years ago this lived, and then a few billion years this came along, a few million years later this. How do you know? Were you there? I mean, it sounds smart, but that's what we're told. I mean, I think it's a bunch of baloney myself. But if you want to believe it, that's okay. Amen. Praise God. I just don't think that's the way it happened. There's no way to. But you know what? If you tell a lie long enough, somebody's going to believe it. And it's been proven. These things have been proven false over and over again. But the lie is so good. It's like a lady I heard one time, she said, "I know that's not the way it happened, but it just sounds better the way I tell it." Amen. I think that's what they think. It just sounds better the way they tell it. But personally, I like it, the original version, "In the beginning, God created." the heavens and the earth. Hallelujah. And so the Bible says that he created all this stuff. Amen. Only God can create. Nobody else can create anything. That's why the devil, he can't create anything. He can mess up what God created, but he can't create anything. The Bible said that he came to kill. God made life. And to steal. Amen. He doesn't have anything. It all belongs to God. And to destroy. Because he can't create anything. But God is the only creator. You read that man created something he did not. Nobody has ever created anything but God. Man created life in a test tube. No, he did not. He took the elements of life that God made, he put them in a foreign place, and they got together, and life was created. But it wasn't man that created life, it was God, using the same elements that would create life anywhere else. If the environment's right. God creates, and only God has life. Only God can create. Now we may find and discover a different way of putting some things together and say, look what I've created. No, that's not creation. That's just making stuff. There's a lot of difference in just making something and creating something. Only God has the ability of absolute creation. God can do that. Amen. Because he's exceedingly glorious. Amen. Hallelujah. Just about the time you think you got him figured out, you haven't even started. Amen. Hallelujah. We are so limited in what we think and what we know and what we can see and what we can understand. Amen. He hasn't begun to reveal himself to us. The Bible said, eye hath not seen, ear hath not heard what he's prepared. But it's revealed to us by the Spirit. We can know by the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. I like this verse. I'm hurrying along here, folks. I'll be through by midnight. It said, he being in the brightness of his glory. In the brightness of his glory. I love that passage that talks about the transfiguration. When Peter and James and John went up with Jesus on a mountain. And when they got there, of all people, you know who was waiting there? There was Moses and Elijah that had been dead for hundreds of years. And there they're standing. And Jesus goes over and begins to talk to them. You talk about exceedingly glorious. Amen. Hallelujah. He can call forth whom he will, whenever he will. Hallelujah. He can make to appear whomever he wants to appear, whenever he gets ready to do it. If he wants to talk to somebody, he's going to talk to them dead or alive. The grave holds no limit for Jesus. Amen. And so he spake to them on the mountain. And the Bible said all of a sudden he began to shine with a glory. They couldn't even look at him. There was a brilliance that came out of his countenance. You know what that was? That was the deity of Christ shining through his humanity in such a glorious revelation that they could not stand to see him. The Bible talks about it again in the book of Revelation. John saw him after not seeing him for a long time. The last time he saw him, he was the resurrected Christ. And then he saw the glorified Christ. And his face, he said, when I looked at his face, it was like the sun that's shining in its strength. When the sun is shining the brightest, he said, that's how he looked to me. Amen. It's called effulgence. Amen. His brightness. Amen. He's not just a reflection of light, but he is the source of light. He said, I am the light of the world. Amen. He is light. He has light in Himself. The Bible said, when we get to heaven in the New Jerusalem, there's not going to be, need to be a sun. There's not going to be a moon. There's not going to be any stars, because the Lamb is the light of the city. Somebody said, I'm not the brightest bulb in the chandelier. I don't have to be. Amen. I'm not dependent on myself for light. Amen. I'm going to the city where the Lamb is the light. That's all we need today. Amen. So Jesus is the brightness of His glory. And then it said He is the express image of His person. The word image here comes from the word that also translates character. Jesus is the revelation of the very character of God. We use the word image here to describe, if you take a coin and you press it into clay that's malleable, that clay will take on the image that's on the coin. And you'll be able to see what was on the coin. It's the very stamp that's on the coin itself. You can take a printing press and if you're printing by an impression, that whatever that impression is, when it touches the paper, it will leave an impression of itself. And what's on the paper will match that which imprinted it. Press. Amen. So Jesus is the express image of the invisible God. Any part of God that you will see is Jesus. Amen. I love what the little boy said. He said, Jesus is God with skin on. He's the part of God that you can see. God as spirit is invisible. But God in flesh was revealed. In fullness of time, the Bible said God was manifest, revealed, showed Himself, impressed Himself in flesh. In these last days, God has spoken to us by His Son. And He didn't speak from a distant cloud or a distant planet. He's spoken to us. Amen. He came down to the earth. He walked among us. He was born in a stable. He grew up in the humble home of a carpenter. Amen. He started His ministry in the humble homes of Galilee. His first miracle was to turn water to wine at just a common Jewish wedding. Amen. Just to save somebody from embarrassment. That was the very first miracle that He ever did. It was at Cana that He stopped a funeral procession and called a woman's dead son back to life. Hallelujah. Amen. He just came and he was just showing us what God does. This is just God's stuff. Hallelujah. Amen. Open blind eyes. Amen. Unstopped deaf ears. Put strength back into paralytic limbs and cause people that are lying down to rise up and run and leap for joy. Amen. To open the eyes of the dead and cause them to see and put life back into lifeless bodies. Just doing God's stuff. Amen. Walking on water. Telling storms to calm down. Just doing God's stuff. Amen. Jesus came just showing us who He is. Amen. You want to know God? You'll only know Him in Jesus Christ. It's the only way you'll ever know God. Hallelujah. He's not the second person. He's the only person. That's it. When you get to heaven, there's going to be one throne. And there's going to be one sitting on the throne. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't think there's going to be a dove flying around there. There's going to be an old man with whiskers and a young man sitting beside him. And they got all divided up. No, sir, I don't believe that. Yeah, that's not what John said. He said, I saw one throne, and I saw him that sat upon the throne. Hallelujah. Amen. He knew who he was. This was Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. God manifest in flesh. Amen. Not two gods. One God with a dual nature. God eternal took upon himself a temporal form, a fleshly form that could have life and give life and also die. God, who is spirit, took upon himself a form that had blood. Because without the shedding of blood is no remission of sins. God understood that if anybody was going to pay the price, only he could pay it. And he set the price so high that no one else could. And he expressed his love that in fullness of time, he came in a form that he could purchase us, buy us back, redeem us, amen, and pay the price for our sins. Amen. Praise God. In these last days, he's spoken in his Son. Hallelujah. Glory. I love the prophets. But you know what the prophets did? They kept saying, he's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. For 1,000 years, he's coming. For 600 years, he's coming. Amen. He's coming. And all of the sudden, there was a voice that burst through the air that said, we have found him, of whom Moses and the prophets spake, Jesus of Nazareth. And I'm telling you what, friend, he revealed himself as God manifest in flesh. One of his disciples said, if you'll just show us the Father, it sufficeth us. And he said, Philip, have I been so long time with you, and you've not known me? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Now, you can say that, but it's not true. You can say, well, when you've seen me, I look like my Father. That's not what he said. He didn't say you've seen somebody that looks like the Father. He said you have seen the Father. You have seen the Father. If you saw my daddy, we might look a little bit alike, but we're not the same. But he's the same. Hallelujah. He said, I and my Father are one. Now you and I can say that, but it's not true. Amen. I and my Father, we're not one. He was my Father, and I'm Johnny Grisham. We're different. Amen. And if you see more than one up here, you need to get your eyes checked. Amen. Or something. He said, I'm my Father, we're one. Amen. Numerically one. In essence, one. Amen. In spirit, one. Amen. In flesh, one. Which one? One, one, one. One way to God. Just one. Amen. Just one. Amen. And he's spoken to us in these last days by his Son. Amen. And the express image of his... I love the part where it said that he is the visible image of the invisible God. Amen. Hallelujah. You want to see God, you just see Jesus, and you want to see God. That's it. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm nearly finished. I'm more than halfway through now. Maybe. I may even give you that 5 minutes I took this morning. Yeah, I thought somebody'd laugh at that. It said, in upholding all things by the word of his power. Ooh, I'm glad somebody's in control of this. You know why I'm not worried about global warming or global cooling, whichever it is today? It changes from day. Right now, I think it's warming because everything's hot. But you know what? Over in London, they're having some of the coldest weather in history. And over here, we're having some of the hottest. Amen. And yet, I don't know. Now then they decided, we'll just call it climate change. Amen. And I suppose there's something to that, but there's not anything we can do about it. We never helped control the weather in my 60 years. And I don't think we're even close to starting now. I don't see how whatever kind of energy you use, it's going to affect something. That's right. Amen. We got on a kick there for a little while. We were going to use windmill energy. You ever been out west, especially West Texas? You go out there, big old windmills everywhere. And you know what the environmentalists started saying about that? It's killing the birds. And it does. They fly into one of those windmills, dead or in a doornail. Yeah. Amen. And then we decided, well, we'll use solar energy. Amen. We're going to build all these panels. We tried that under the Carter administration. Didn't last long. They took them off. Amen. It wasn't working. We're not there yet, folks. We don't control all these things. You know who does it says right here? It tells that he's upholding all things by the word of his power. My, what a God. He told the sun one time. Amen. Praise God. He told the earth one time. He reached down and he got the earth and he spun it like a top. And it's been spinning ever since. Amen. He put the sun in its orbit. He said, now you're right here. And you stay in this little track right here. And it's been doing that ever since. And the earth goes around and it stays in its little track. It's been doing that already for at least almost 7,000 years. It's been keeping its same track. He went down to the oceans and he said, now oceans, he said, you're going to come up to here and then you're going to turn around. You're going to go back out to sea. And you go down to the seashore and the ocean comes up and all of a sudden it turns around and it goes back out to sea. Amen. He put everything in its place. He made everything just right. He said, now son, you got to stay a certain distance or we'll have crispy critters on the earth. Amen. Or he said, or if you get too far away, they're going to freeze to death. And so he put it just right. And then he tilted the earth just a little bit on its axis. And so he could create seasons and days. And he spun the earth at just the right so that we have, we call them now 24-hour days. That all that, isn't it? There's some people believe that just all evolved. But the Bible said that he upholds all things by the word of his power. He did all that. And he still does. That's why I'm not worried too much about all this stuff that's happening. I mean, people are freaking out over this. I'm worried because people are so worried about it. Amen. They're wanting to raise my taxes because of it. Make me pay for something that's not going to do anybody any good. You can't stop this. He's upholding it with the word of his power. So I guess what I'm trying to tell you tonight is don't get all worried about this stuff. He's taking care of business. Amen. And sure don't scare your kids to death about it. Poor children. The stuff I see in the world today. Amen. Even children's so-called children's stories are full of this kind of stuff. Amen. No wonder people are scared to death everywhere you go. Amen. But you don't have to be afraid. He's upholding everything here by the word of his power. And when he had himself, everybody say himself, had by himself purged our sins. Amen. That's what's so special about Jesus. He himself. Now, this is something I love. I'm not trying to be facetious. I hope I'm not. I really am not trying to be facetious. I'm not trying to be cute. Amen. But I cannot understand how we would think that a father that loved his son would tell his son, I love those people so much, I want you to go down there and die for them. To me, that would be a very severe case of child abuse. I personally believe that God, who had no flesh, took upon himself a form of flesh. And God, who had no blood, took upon himself a body that had blood. And then God himself came down to the earth and by himself purged our sins. Our Savior became our sacrifice. He offered himself, the Bible said, one time, one sacrifice. And that one sacrifice did what millions of sacrifices could not do. That through thousands of years and mountains of carcasses and rivers of blood, but not one sin was ever purged by the blood of a bull or a lamb or a goat or a dove. Not one sin was ever cleansed. It was always pushing sin ahead until finally the voice of John rose above the crowd saying, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And when Jesus died on Calvary, that precious blood flowed backward through time and touched every sin back to the time of Adam, cleansing the righteous. And on the other side of Calvary, it began to flow, and it flowed down through history in Midland, Texas. And when I was 12 years old, baptized in Jesus' name, the blood touched me, hallelujah, and cleansed my sin, and it's still flowing here tonight in this place. By himself purged our sins. Amen. And people wonder why we love Jesus. Why you think Jesus is so special. If you know him, you'll love him. And then it said that he sat down. Everybody say he sat down. On the right hand of the majesty on high. Amen. You know why he sat down? Not because he's tired. Because it was finished. There wasn't anything else to do. You know, in the Old Testament tabernacle, there were no chairs. No chairs. There was no place to sit. Because the Old Testament priests, they were always busy. They had something always to do. Amen. But Jesus, when he came, he's our great high priest, and he fulfilled all that. So after he offered the sacrifice, he sat down because the Bible said there remaineth no more sacrifice. He's the only sacrifice that will suffice for our sins. There is no other. And he said, it's finished. By say, it's finished. It's complete. Amen. God has done everything he can do to save us. He cannot, he will not do any more than he's done. He will not pay more than he's already paid. There's no more sacrifice. It. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some years ago, quite a few years ago now, certain churches took the word blood out of their songbooks. They said, we're not going to sing about blood. We don't want a bloody religion. Amen. The Bible said, without the blood, there's no remission of sins. Amen. The Bible said that we are made nigh by the blood. We have access to the throne of God by the blood. Without the blood of Jesus Christ, amen, you can't get to God. Amen. Praise God. In the Bible that he said he sat down on the right hand. Everybody say the right hand. The place of authority. the place of power. Amen. Sat down at the right hand of majesty on high. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so the fragments have become fullness. There's no more fragments today, Brother Neil. It's not, there's nothing else revealed, as a matter of fact. There's, you know, people come up with this idea, they call it progressive revelation. There is no progressive revelation. Jesus Christ is God's final word. That was it. That was it. There's not any more word to come. This is it. If you're waiting for God to say something else and you don't like what He's already said, tough. It's over. That's His final word. It's fulfilled. Amen. There's nothing to add to it. Didn't He say that in the Word? He said, if any man adds to it or takes away from it, He said, the curses of this book will be added to him. He said, if I or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel, no matter how progressive, He said, let him be accursed. Amen. That sounds like they kind of thought they had it all to me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And yet, there are many churches that preach doctrines that were developed many years after Jesus Christ and His church. That's right. Many years. Amen. Not to offend anybody. But the doctrine of the Trinity was not fully developed for 800 years after Christ. 800 years after Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to take somebody's word 800 years later. I'm going to go right back to the source. I'm going to take Jesus' word. I'm going to take His apostles' word. Amen. I think they had a pretty good idea what they were talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Amen. I'm not going to take the word of the church fathers, who were neither the church nor were they fathers. Amen. I'm going to take the word of Jesus Christ and those that he put this gospel in their hands. Amen. And this is what they preached. Amen. Thank God. In these last days, He's spoken to us by His Son. Let's stand together. Thank you for your time here tonight and your attention. I appreciate it so very much. Amen. Hallelujah. The prophet spoke at sundry times. Jesus spoke one time for all time. Amen. The prophet spake in divers manners. He spake by one sacrifice. Amen. The prophets had an inheritance of Christ. He's heir of all things. Amen. They live in His world. He made the world. Hallelujah. They had a temporary glory. He is the glory of God. Amen. They represent the ruined image of God. He's the express image of God's very person. Amen. They were upheld by Him. He's upholding all things. They bore the word of the Lord, another's word. He upholds all things by the power of His own word. They rebuke sins. He purged our sins. They never finished His work, but He sat down because the work is finished. That's Jesus, friend. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. He did it all. He did it all. Amen. That's why He's worthy. That's why we praise Him. That's why we worship Him. That's why we live for Him. There's not another. He's the only one. Hallelujah. Amen. Could we sing that song that said, it's all in Him. Amen. The fullness of the Godhead. It's all in Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. 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 369, I think it is. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think that's right. Amen. 3 and 3 is 6, and 3 and 3 and 3 is 9. 369. Amen. Oh, the mighty God is Jesus, the Prince of Peace is He, the everlasting Father, the King eternally. the wonderful in wisdom, by whom all things are made, the fullness of the Godhead in Jesus is displayed. It's all in Him. It's all in Him. The fullness of the Godhead. It's all in Him. It is all in Him. Yes, it's all in Him. The mighty God is Jesus, and it's all in Him. Emmanuel, God with us. Jehovah, Lord of hosts. The omnipresent Spirit who fills the universe. The Advocate, the High Priest. The Lamb for sinners slain. The Author of redemption. Oh, glory to His name. It's all in Him. It's all in Him. The fullness of the Godhead. It's all in Him. It is all in Him. Yes, it's all in Him. The mighty God is Jesus, and it's all in Him. The Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. The living Word incarnate, the helpless sinner's friend. Our wisdom and perfection, our righteousness and power. Yea, all we need in Jesus, we find this very hour. Well, it's all in Him. It's all in the fullness of the Godhead. It's all in Him. It's all in Him. It's all in Him. The mighty God is Jesus, and it's all in Him. It's all in Him.
It's all in Him.
The mighty God is Jesus, and it's all in Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. It's all in Him. I like that. Amen. Before Walmart ever thought about one-stop shopping, it was all in Him.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. There were some folks thought you went down to the river and worshiped the river God. Then you went out in the grove and worshiped the God of the groves. If you want to worship the God of the mountain, you got to get up in the mountains. Amen. If you want to worship the God of the sea, you go out to the sea. Amen. You want to just every kind of God everywhere. Amen. But I'm glad there's just one God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Amen. You know, in Jesus' time, man, they were so messed up. People were so sick of their gods. Because their gods were running off of one another's wives. That's right. They thought that kind of stuff. Amen. They were having affairs. Amen. They were jealous gods. They were always fighting one another. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm glad that there's one God. Hallelujah. He doesn't fight with anybody because He's one God. Hallelujah. There's just one God. Everything else is creation. Everything else is creature. There's nothing at His level. Amen. He is above it all today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I've known a few people that wanted to fight with God. Oh, no. No, you don't want to fight with God. Amen. You don't want to fight with God. Amen. That's just a foolish little notion in your foolish little head. Amen. That's so far above you and so far beneath Him. Amen. God's real. I want to just come down here. Well, amen. I think He's got a little more on His agenda than proving anything to you. Amen. He wouldn't be much of a God if He took every silly little old challenge that people toss out there. And you know what? It really don't revolve around you anyway. It doesn't much matter what you think. Amen. You know, after you're gone, everything else is still going to be here. He's going to be upholding it with the word of His power. I doubt any stars are going to fall out of the sky. Nothing much is going to happen. Amen. They're going to dig a hole, put you in it, maybe say a few words. Everything will go on. Amen. Because God's in control of all this.
Yes, He is.
He's in control of all this. Amen. If I'm going to believe in God at all, I'm going to believe in a big one. And the God of the Bible is a big one.
Yes, hallelujah.
You might as well believe in, if you're going to believe in one, you might as well get this one right here.
Yes, Lord.
Not only is He big, but He's good. He's good. He's merciful. He's kind. Amen. And He reveals Himself. He'll talk to you if you'll listen. Yes, He will. He'll communicate with you if you will allow Him to. Amen. Yes, He will. What a great God we serve tonight. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is a blessed day. God's presence has been beautifully with us in everything we've done here. Amen. Jesus Christ, we thank You tonight for being here with us. And we ask You to give us another great week and help us to be winsome witnesses and win somebody to You. Help us to find some hungry soul that needs God. Help us to reach out to people this week. Open some doors of opportunity for us so that we can witness to somebody. Amen. So we can pray for somebody. So that we can see somebody saved. Amen. That's what we wish. That's what we want. That's what we need. Amen. Praise God. Make us winsome. Help us, oh God, to be fruitful for You. Amen. We want to pray for the Taylor family tonight before we're dismissed. It's a family that Chris Bearden has asked us. They've taken them to help and very generously. But we want to pray for them tonight and join with them in prayer. They're having some personal difficulties and they need our prayers. And our God knows how to change people, change their hearts. Amen. God can heal relationships, heal marriages. Amen. So let's ask for this help tonight. Amen. I'd also ask you to pray for Sister Stevens and her son Gary. Gary needs healing tonight. But Sister Stevens, you know, it's hard. It's hard for families. Mothers watch your children going through difficulties. So let's pray for them tonight. Amen. And before we go, and we prayed for others already, but let's pray for these, shall we? Jesus, I ask You as the wonderful Counselor to reach down to the Taylor family today and do what men cannot do. God, to help them to resolve differences, amen, and that You could restore peace in their hearts and in their home and in their marriage. I ask You to be with them today with grace and help. Amen. With answers. Help them to find You in the power of the Holy Ghost, because that's what's going to be the true answer for what they need. We pray for Gary. I ask You to heal his body right now. Reach down and touch him, God. Help his lungs to have clarity and he'll be able to breathe freely tonight. Amen. You can reverse disease. COPD that he's suffering with, that You'll heal him. Give us a miracle, God, and bring him out of all of that. Give him strength in his body. Take away the complications that he's been suffering. I ask You to be with Sister Stevens. Give her physical strength in her body, strength in her faith, and give her peace today that passes understanding. Help her not to worry, O Lord, but to cast everything upon You. Amen. And give her the peace that only You can give. We ask You to be with all of his family today, with his children and his brother and sisters, God, and bless them today and help them and give them perfect peace. We thank You for it, O Lord, and give You all the praise tonight because You're worthy. Amen. And help us to represent You well this week. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you. Amen. That's all right. Give the Lord a hand clap.